Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, congratulations on your team's run, a 5-game unbeaten streak. Talk about the play of your team, especially last night taking on another ranked opponent.
Well, thanks, Kelly. We've been talking now for a while. Obviously, we've been getting great goaltending. Brittany's just been outstanding. And, we've been opportunistic and we've had opportunities. We've been able to get pucks in the net. And for the most part, we've been playing with a lead, which obviously helps. And it's just been a combination of a lot of those things. And then the girls, they're just working extremely hard. And they're taking a lot of pride in being hard to play against. They're taking pride in blocking shots. I think I heard this morning that three of our defensemen are up in the top five nationally with the number of shots they blocked. And, you can just feel it on the bench. Somebody blocks a shot, the entire bench is cheering. So, I mean, that's the mentality and the attitude they have. And that's from our standpoint, that's outstanding because they're taking pride in it. And like I said all along, they're playing for each other. And when they do that, they're going out and they're working as hard as they can and doing the best they can for their teammates.
Last night, Duluth scored first. Your team answered back right away. You talk about the pushback in the postgame. Explain how this Beaver squad is so different from others that I've watched. When their opponent scores first, this team somehow finds a way to get back in the game.
Well, obviously I can't speak for previous teams, but I just know this group is, nobody's getting rattled when the other team scores. And it's just a mentality. Let's go out. The next shift's a big shift. We talk about the shift after a goal, whether we score or our opponent scores is always a big shift because if we score, obviously we want to keep the momentum. And if it happens to be the opponents, then we want to try to get that momentum back. And again, I credit the girls because they're the ones out there playing and they're the ones that are making plays and getting pucks deep and getting after it.
Your team also snapped Duluth's 9-game winning streak. How much pride does that give your team knowing that they can do that to a team that's been one of the hottest teams in the league?
Well, I think hopefully they realize that they can play with anybody, and that's been our focal point with them is we can, if we play the way we're capable of playing and do the things we need to do, we can play with anybody, be it the number one ranked team when we play Minnesota or a team like Duluth. We can play them. Obviously, these teams are very skilled, and if you look on paper, they probably have more talent person per person than we do. But hockey being the ultimate team game, you can neutralize that by just working hard, outworking them in certain situations, and being hard to play against. And skilled players like to have the puck. And so if we can keep the puck away from them, they tend to get frustrated. And we've done a good job of spending time in the opponent's zone and doing a good job, like I said, getting in shot lanes. And that being hard to play against kind of equals – it can lead to frustration in your opponent. So that's how we want to play. And again, we go out there, obviously they have a lot of confidence in their goalie. Again, there's no guarantees, but if you go out there, you work hard, play together, everybody provides leadership, then you're always going to have a chance.
Your team's also gotten scoring from just about every line. Last night you had four different goal scorers. Christine Grenier, the only player with a multi-point game. It's nice to have that spread out offense because then your opponent doesn't have the chance to pick out just one or two players.
Oh, no question. And I thought we had three or four really, really good opportunities to score goals where their goalie came up with big saves. And if you look at last night's game, Steph Anderson, although I thought she played hard, fought the puck most of the night. She's been one of our go-to players. So that line really didn't get anything generated 5-on-5 for most of the game. Caitlin got the empty netter, but 5-on-5, they didn't generate as much as they had. So, we can still score four goals with that line not being at their absolute best. It gives everybody confidence. And certainly I think you'll see a better performance out of 16 tonight. But anytime you can get scoring throughout your lineup, anytime you can get scoring from your defense, it's certainly going to help.
Historically, in any game, the first team that scores usually carries the momentum. Somehow your team shifted that. You talked about the pushback, obviously, but do you think the game of hockey has changed that much where teams have figured out even if their opponent scores first, they can come back and win games?
Well, I think a lot has to do with the makeup of the teams that are playing. We only have four seniors, but it's a veteran team in terms of a lot of these girls have played a lot of hockey, a lot of college hockey. So, I think they just have the confidence. They know that the opponent scores, there's still a lot of hockey left. They can come back. And I think any team can have that mentality, but some teams maybe don't have the experience. And when they get down, it spells trouble for them. But, from a coaching standpoint, we certainly like to have that mentality that, we're always in a game. And, you know, one goal is one shot. So if you have that mentality, you keep going out and working hard, you know, positive things can happen.
A 4-1 win last night, you know, it'll be a different story today. Duluth is one of those teams. I know Shannon Miller talked earlier this week about how resilient her team is. They've played in some tight games this season, but they've also won some big games. What do you expect to see out of the Bulldogs today?
Well, I'm sure we're going to see a very spirited performance. I'm not sure if you saw her comments in the Duluth Duluth paper. You know, she basically said that it was their worst performance. They weren't prepared. Very embarrassing performance. Really, no credit to the Beavers, which is fine. And that, so I know that they're going to come out ready. I know that they're going to come out. Obviously, it's a big game for them in terms of the points and all those things. So we certainly know that, you know, we're going to have our hands full. But our girls are looking forward to the challenge.
Any changes to your lineup today?
None.
I didn't think so. After a performance like you had last night, it would be a good thing just to keep things the way they are. What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, again, we just have to continue to go out and play Beaver hockey, continue to do the things that make us successful. We're certainly not going to try to play their game. We need to play our game. But, again, when we're playing at our best, we can get up and down the ice with anybody. And then it's just doing a very good job defensively. Coming back, we always have to have our head on a swivel because they're so good at finding different levels. What I mean by that is it might not be the first two in the zone, but it could be the third, could be the fourth, could be the fifth. And so we just need to do a good job of picking those people up and having good sticks and again, getting in shot lanes. But I think on the other hand, we need to spend as much time in their end as we can.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.